So could you just comment? I know he got biopsied and had HCC, and he did have Mets. So I guess my question is, are there situations where you think it's not necessary to do a biopsy? And how often do you see Mets clinically at first diagnosis of HCC?
Yeah, so in answer to the need for a biopsy or not, I think there's still a lot of controversy as to whether or not one should biopsy HCC. We know from the transplant literature as well as early stage HCC, there's an excellent correlation between imaging characteristics to pathologic diagnosis, although that's not 100% complete. And, you know, it does make sense to me if you're planning to do a curative surgery or potentially a transplant or some curative therapy that, you know, you might want to forgo a biopsy because ultimately with the explant or the resection specimen, you'll know what it is. And this negates the risk of seeding or complications related to a biopsy. That said, as you get to more advanced disease and you're committing someone to a lifetime of systemic therapy, and you know that there is probably a small chance of like a mixed histology, like mixed cholangio HCC or pure cholangio or other potential, you know, tumors, you want to be absolutely certain. And in my practice, I do biopsy patients that I'm planning to start a systemic therapy on because, you know, I think this is the gold standard. I think it also is useful to have that potentially for genomic analysis, although that is somewhat, I think, not yet defined. But nonetheless, I do biopsy and I like to confirm metastatic disease that way. Most of the patients that I biopsy really are those that are fit for treatment. So if I think someone is not fit for treatment other because their cirrhosis is too bad or their performance status, then we really don't go that route and I might consider a best supportive care approach. But if I'm going to give a systemic therapy, I do obtain a tissue diagnosis. And admittedly, most trials do that as well as data from the United States. You know, there was a good analysis of VA patients getting sorafenib by Kim Rees-Binder at Penn. And I think in that population, about 80% of medical oncologists do get a biopsy. And I am in that camp, though I can understand instances where people might not do that. And so, you know, in this case, he's firmly diagnosed as HCC. In terms of, you know, how do patients often present, I'd say that the majority of patients present with advanced liver-limited disease or metastatic disease, either into the portal vein or extrahepatic spread. I mean, the estimates, I think, probably about 70-80% of patients will actually present later in their course than at earlier curable stages of disease.
No, I was just curious how often you see a patient at first diagnosis with clinical metastases, not liver-only, unresectable, but, you know, he had lung mets. It seems unusual.
Yeah. So the metastatic pattern for liver cancer that we see, you could be perihepatic lymph nodes, adrenal mets, peritoneal carcinomatosis, bone mets, and lung mets. And so, you know, those are the organ systems where we do see mets. And I don't have the specific data based on review of that literature, but in my practice, I'd say it's at least 30% of patients that I see, maybe more, but we're a tertiary referral center. So I'd have to look more carefully at those data.